Some of you listening out there have no children. You have friends, relatives, sisters, brothers, cousins, twice removed, who have children. And you watch, observe, recognize that some of these folks are maybe lax in their parenting or weak in their discipline, or their kids are becoming a problem for you to even want to go over to their house anymore. Maybe you've lived life on the edge and decided you were going to give an opinion, give an observation. Dumb. But nevertheless, you're young, you're 26, you haven't learned this yet, so you offer your impression. What is the most common feedback that you get on this? You don't have any children. Of course, that's how they can invalidate any observation you make. That means, of course, any of you who go to a priest and he gives you life guidance that might have to do with raising godly children, or that might have to do with getting along better with your husband or your wife. Excuse me, just look at him. Father, are you married? Huh? Well, then what are you doing telling me, huh? Try that when you get penance, too. He gives you penance about, you know, I need you to go home and do three acts of kindness for your husband. Just go, Father, excuse me, you might want to rethink this. You're not married, and so who are you to give me advice on this, huh? And who are you to give me an obligation, a penance, huh? Come on, Father. Have you ever noticed that when you give feedback to someone about their situation that is positive, for example, you don't have any children, but you say to a relative or a friend, wow, you have great kids. I'm impressed. I'm just impressed with your family. I'm impressed with the way you do it. Do they look at you and say, excuse me, do you have any children? Then don't say this, okay? Don't give me that feedback. You don't have any children. No, it's always if it's something we don't want to hear. We must find a way to invalidate it. We must find a way to say, I don't have to listen to it. I don't like hearing what they're saying, and therefore I'm going to minimize, trivialize their observation. It can't have that much credibility or substance because, well, they don't have six kids. So what do they know? They may know quite a lot. Observations about good living do not have to be born from bad living. I don't have to experience every terrible thing and tragedy and misery that clients bring into my office to be able to help them. If I did, I would have been dead a long time ago. As far as I can recall, I've never been on drugs. I've never been an alcoholic. I got my first wife. We haven't had a divorce, a separation. Only 3 of my 10 children have orange jumpsuits. Okay, I'm teasing. Sort of. We're getting them fitted. How can I offer ideas and suggestions and observations to anyone? Because I haven't walked a mile in some of those shoes. Furthermore, and I did have a guy do this to me back when I worked at the Brecksville VA, the Veterans Administration Hospital. We had inpatient, well, it was what we called daycare, psychiatric daycare. The guys came during the day instead of possibly being hospitalized. And we had one guy who spent time in prison. I had a group that I was running. And his comeback every time, you ever been in prison, Ray? Huh? Well, then don't talk about it. Don't tell me how to stay out of prison. You never been in prison. I said, hey, I'm married. Doesn't that count for something? Don't get mad at me, ladies. Come on. You got to watch that one. You got to watch And I'll tell you what, I'm going to tell this to those of you who might be tempted to use it. When you hear something you don't want to hear, say your mother-in-law tells you something about how you're raising your children, and you're thinking to yourself, excuse me, you didn't do the greatest job yourself, I live with him. Recognize that you judge the feedback on its objective merits, not on the fact that the person who is telling you hasn't been in your shoes exactly. Because the fact of the matter is, none of us have ever been in anybody's shoes exactly. Okay? The fact that I got 10 kids, and you got 2, and you come and ask me for advice, well, my advice, if you want to do this on the basis of my parenting experience, then our experiences are different, because I got 10, you got 2, and it's different. The whole dynamics are different. You better wait until I only have 2 left in the house, and then come and ask me. Be very careful. Be very, very careful about looking at someone and saying, if you haven't walked in my shoes, then keep your mouth shut, because that's too easy a way to invalidate something you don't want to hear. But maybe you should want to hear it. Now, those of you who are going to email me and give me feedback, and if you criticize, I'm going to have a form response email that basically says, oh, well, do you have your radio show? Well, when you get a radio show, then you tell me.